So I think this time we are live, I believe. So let me just share it to the group as well. Okay, cool. So this time we are live. I can see it now. Okay, so hi ladies. It's been a while since I came up with a video in our community as well as on the page. So I thought that I would come back because it's always a pleasure for me, and I get so inspired sharing these thing like topics that we talk about in our videos. So in today's video, I want to talk to you about acceptance. And acceptance is something that I struggled with for a long time when I was going through my breakup years ago. And it's something that I see, comes up in comments or in questions, whether it's in our community or in other groups that I'm part of. So I thought, well, maybe this is something that need to be addressed. So I want to talk to you today about acceptance and, the power of acceptance and how much it helps in our healing journey. This is something that it really what it had an impact in my life when I started, understanding how this is, how this is working years ago. Anyway, so at first let's talk about why is acceptance hard. And so I like to go in threes. So why is acceptance hard? Let's start with the first reason. I think these are like more the general reasons that stop so many of us from getting to a place of acceptance. So number one is that most of the time when we're not in a place of being at peace with what happened, that means that we are still emotionally in, we're still emotionally attached to the fantasy or the imagination of what we hoped and what we dreamed the relationship to be. And so many times the desire to get back with your ex, it comes actually from the need to have the power back, because you feel like that the breakup, creates a sense of loss of control sometimes. And so the proof of that is, let's say, after you go and do the work on yourself and heal and you get into a better place, you actually do get back to your ex. So many times what happens is that you will be the one that breaks up with your partner this time. And the reason is that you start to realize that the relationship is not working and that it's actually not right for you. I know like it's I know this from experience because I've done that. So please also remember that everything that I share with you here is something that comes from my own experience. It's not something that I just read in a book and I'm here to share with you. Like this is what happened to me, and this is what I see happens to be the pattern that comes up over and over again. So this is something that I did. So there's no judgment here, right? And so, I've been through it. It's tragic, and sometimes it actually hurts not only you, but it hurts the other person. But again, it's real, and it all comes from the desire to feel that you are in control, knowing that you are the one who took the decision to leave. If you were not the one who did that in the beginning or in the first time you broke up. But when you do the work to heal properly, you will heal that part of you that's hurting and that part of you that wants to hurt others, not necessarily intentionally, but you feel like you're just going through so much pain that you cannot help but you feel like that you want to extend that pain because you're just struggling, yes. And so you'll no longer, when you do the work properly, you'll no longer be tempted to make that behavior. So being emotionally attached is to the imagination or to the fantasy of what could have happened or what could the relationship be. This is one of the first reasons why we do not get to that place of acceptance that we want to get to. So that's number one. And then number two, accepting the breakup would actually mean that we accept that we now exist in separation from the unity of the relationship. We also have to face the unknown, to face the uncomfort of being alone or by ourselves without our partner. And this is scary, you know, at times. Like it's no, it is scary. Not at times. It is scary. And it doesn't feel good. And this is one of the parts that could be so painful and excruciating because it includes the death of hopes, of dreams, of the vision that you had for the life. For your life together with your ex. And so accepting the breakup means accepting the death of those hopes, of those dreams too. And this is something that we will come back later when we start talking about how can you get to that place of acceptance, right? And then reason number three of why acceptance is hard is accepting the breakup would also mean an implied admission. So like it's like you're admitting to yourself that somehow you failed in making the relationship work. And most of us don't want to admit that we are failures and that we maybe did not do everything that we can do to make the relationship work. I don't think that this is failure because in life, I believe that it's definitely part of what we say to ourselves. It's part of that disempowering self-talk that we have after the breakup. But I believe in life that there are no such thing as failure. There are only lessons, like things that you can learn from. You can take that kind of like knowledge and experience that you have, the wisdom that you develop from that experience, and then you take it and then you apply it to the next experience. So next time you'll do better. Next time you'll have a better relationship. Next time you're not going to do the same mistakes that you've done before. So there is no such thing as failure. And you know, with that sense of failure, like what we perceive as failure, comes another feeling that I experienced, and I see, you know, many women comment about this, and that is feeling guilty. Whether it's feeling guilty about things that you've done or feeling guilty about things that that you know you should have done or you shouldn't have done. And about that, I say to you that you needed exactly what happened. You needed exactly the mistakes that you think you did and all the wrong things that you think your ex did because it's all part of your revolution. It's exactly what you needed to grow into the next level of life, to grow into a better version of you. And so feeling guilty about it only means that you don't accept the gifts that come with that lesson. And I can tell you from experience, from my own experience and as well as from the books and experiences of other people that I read about in books, in programs and online too, that breakup, you know, stirs it's it the what breakup stirs inside of us is exactly what we need. It's like the motive that we need to take a deeper look at our lives and to do what we know that we have to do to live the life that we really wanted to. Not the life that we thought we had no choice or no control over. And so I'm telling you, like right now, if you're going through pain, it's exactly what you need. If you're struggling, it's exactly what you need. I'm not saying that you deserve that. I'm just saying that it's here to serve you if you know how to use it. And if you know how to stop pushing against it, right? Okay, so these are the three reasons why is acceptance hard. Now let's move on to the second part of this, and that is why is it important? Like, why is it important for us to get to a place where we are at peace with what happened? We are not fighting against it. We're not resisting it. And so, why is it important? Again, three reasons. Number one, not accepting the breakup. What does it mean? It means that you're still having the hope that you might go back to your ex. You know, this is one of the cases when hope hurts us more than benefit us, because as long as you have hope that you're going to get back together with your ex, you are not going to do your best to overcome the pain and to work, you know, to gain back your strength and your balance. It's like having one foot in the door and one foot out, you know, being wishy-washy. And this is a dangerous zone to be because you might waste years waiting and hoping. And I know I'm guilty of that. I've been There were times when I just have make the decision and I say, look, I'm not going back. That's it. This is the last time. And time goes by and I find myself doing exactly what I did not want to do because I had hope. So having hope is another reason why so many women keep going back to their exes, even though they know that the relationship is not working. The minute your ex reaches out, you immediately or these women immediately assume that something have changed and that it's going to be different this time. They become blinded by their high hopes that they don't even take the time to look or go slow and to try to find evidence that supports their assumption that change did really occur and that the relationship is going to be different this time. Again, I'm guilty of that. There have been times, so many times actually, when I became so emotionally involved in the relationship that I got to a point where I was just making decisions from a place of emotionally reacting to the situation rather than being wise enough to say, okay, well, let me just take it slow and observe and see whether the patterns or the things that actually caused the problem to begin with are no longer here. Or if they are, then I'm not invested and I'm out of here. This is something that I did not do in the past, right? And so, number two is that when we don't accept a breakup, it means that you are still mentally and emotionally attached to your ex. And so even though you might have broken up physically as like in like both of you are in separate places, you're still energetically connected to him. And you're thinking about him, you're feeling for him. And the longer you stay that way, the longer you are living in the past. And therefore, you have no energy to create new experiences and a new life. It's like you're constantly, it's like you're trying to drive through life heading towards your future, but you're constantly looking in the rearview mirror because you don't want to, because you're still hoping that these things could have happened. You're still remorsing the past. The more you do that, the more you're keeping your future, your beautiful future, at a, an arm length distance from you because you're wanting to create more of what you focus on. Whatever you focus on, you create more of. If you focus on your past and how stressful it was, how painful it was, you're going to create more of that. Three, why is it important to get to a place of acceptance is until you accept that the breakup happened and that you can't change that fact, your anger and your rage is going to, start to ease. Like this power in acceptance, because when we accept, we're no longer pushing against what is. We're no longer pushing against the present moment. And that it allows you, it allows it, it allows all those emotions to start to subside. And it shifts your focus from asking questions like, oh, like why is this happening to me? What's wrong with me? How can he do this to me? Why is life unfair? You shift your focus from asking these questions. It takes your focus from being from blaming yourself, but blaming the breakup, blaming your circumstances, blaming your parents, blaming your ex, to start to focus on what can you control? What can you do to help yourself to make the best out of the experience? You start to focus on how this experience can serve the bigger picture of your life. And then you start to ask yourself similar questions, like, what can I learn from this about myself? How can I use this energy to fuel my life forward and to profoundly, move on to greater levels of freedom, of growth, of impact. And so with acceptance, we go from being victims to life and to our circumstances to being it's more like alchemists, alchemists who are able to change metal into gold, shifting pain into joy and love. It's so empowering to be in that position. And you know that you have control over the situation and over your life. And this is such an amazing place to be in. And in that part, also, there's something that I want to mention here, and that is there's a line that we need to draw between being cynical and between real acceptance. You know, real acceptance means that you are starting to surrender to the experience and you trust that there is something good in it for you. And you might now be fully aware, you might not be fully aware of what the good is, but you know that it's there. And that you become more open to finding it out, like to dig deep and say, oh, maybe it's that thing. Maybe this is the good part about it. You know, like, so even the questions that you ask, they start to direct you or push you in a different place. You realize that this excruciating pain is the exact container that you need to transform and to develop into your best version. At least this is what happened to me. And you come to realize that life wouldn't have given you that pain had you not been ready for it. Had you not been ready and actually needed it, life wouldn't have given it to you. Because it's amazing how much the universe, how much I like to call God, knows what you need. You might receive it in a shape or in a container that you don't like, but in the end of the day, you know that this is exactly what you need. Like you look at it and then you say, okay, well, maybe this is the kind of pain that I needed to actually motivate me, to press me, to force me to look deeper and to ask myself the real questions to get to the place that I really wanted to, not just the place that makes me feel like, ah, I can go by, you know, like I'm just, you know, going by, living life, whatever it is. All right, now let's move on to the third part, and that is how can you, so now we talked about why is it hard to accept and why is it important to get to that place of acceptance. Now let's move on to how can you get to the place of acceptance? Like, how can you be calm enough to get yourself to that place? So again, three. Number one, you need to constantly remind yourself that there's something in this world, that there is nothing in this world that could have prevented your ex from being with you right now. So if he really wanted to be with you, nothing other than death, of course, nothing in this world that could prevent him from doing that. And so the fact that he's not with you right now is because he does not want to be with you. And I'm not saying that crucially, I'm not saying that harshly, I'm just saying that with so much respect, with so much compassion, and with so much love. I wish I had someone who told me that. The fact that he's not right now in your life is because he does not want to. And know that there's nothing that you or anybody else in this world could have said or done to change that and to make your ex do something that he did not want to do. And so no more excuses, no more justifying for him, because when you do, you're just lying to yourself. It's not helping you, it's not helping him, it's not helping other people in your life who you might be impacting by your own presence in this life. And so what you need to do is you need to come to the conclusion that if he's not there, then he doesn't want to be there. And I know that you don't want to force someone to be with you. So if he doesn't want to, then you don't want him to be with you. And the reason I say that is because for years, I'm talking about years, I justified and I made excuses for my ex, and I said, oh, maybe he's having problems, and this is a difficult situation to be in. And I always said to myself, oh, at one point he's going to realize how valuable our relationship is, and that he is going to come back, he's going to commit, he's going to do whatever it takes to be the person that, you know, empowers the relationship and knows how to take care of himself, of me, of everything. I did that for years. So I don't want you to be in that place. So number one is the recognition that if someone is not there with you, it's because he does not want to be there. The sooner you can accept that, the sooner you can get to a place of say, oh, okay, well, if he doesn't want to be here, and if there's nothing that I can do, if there's nothing anybody else can do, then how can I deal with what I have right now? Right? Because it again, it closes that door of hope. It makes you realize that, oh, like there is no going back. Now listen, if whatever for whatever reason happens again later on that you go back together, that's fine. That's okay. I'm not saying that it's impossible. There are like it's possible. I'm just saying that don't approach it from that angle. Don't approach it with that kind of attitude, because as long as you're holding your hopes and you're saying, oh, we're going to get back at one point, you're not going to do everything that you need to do to use this experience for your good. See, it's like you're not maximizing the experience. All right, and then so number one, after you come to this realization that he's not there because he doesn't want to, number two is that you want to see the situation as it is right now, not how you wish it to be. Because it's so common for us to only remember the good parts of a relationship, how it used to be. And we, it's like sometimes it becomes like a beautiful dream that you're just, you know, the beat that you're being haunted by. You only remember the good parts. You don't remember the arguments, you don't remember the differences, you don't remember the fights, you don't remember the pain, you don't remember the discomfort, the unease. You just remember the good part. Whereas in reality, it was not that way. It was not like that way. And so many times, actually, I believe at one point I read about a scientific article that says that more than 70% of our memories are actually, no, that it's yes, almost 70% of our memories are accurate. And that means you're just inventing the rest of what you believe the past used to be. It's like you, like an event happens and then time goes by and you try to remember it. And the way you remember it is going to be at least 30% different from what really happened. And so you want to admit to yourself that the reason you're not together right now is that the relationship was not working. It was not working. And you were not the right people for each other. So you just need to admit that it was not working, and that it's you can't just keep remembering the good parts about it. You need to be real and say, hey, like we fought, we had different points of view in life, we wanted different things, we could not get to a place of mutual understanding and communication. So you acknowledge, I'm not saying that you make it worse, you just see it how it is. You know, you write down the things that were not working and how and why you believe the relationship was not heading in the right direction. Because I can tell you for sure, if your ex is not in your life, if he's, well, he's your ex for a reason. So he's your ex, then it means he's not in your life right now. And if he's not in your life right now, it means that the relationship was not working. If it was working, he would have been with you right now. So maybe at this point it could be helpful for you to get a pen and paper and start writing, you know, what is it that you believe was not working about this the relationship. So for me, I'll give you an example. For me, just to make it more tangible and more, you know, concrete. For me, it was more like he was not an action taker. He was someone who would constantly just, you know, make up excuses about why things were happening the way they were, and he could not get to a place where he could make a decision and say, okay, we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. Let's prepare ourselves to, you know, get married and, you know, plan our lives together ahead. He could not get to that place. And the reason was because of his family. He had, you know, issues with his family, and so he was paralyzed by his fear of making a mistake, by his fear of making someone else get angry, possibly his mom or his like other members of his family. And so he was paralyzed by fear. He did not want to disappoint them, but at the same time, I was like, but there is no disappointment in here. You know, So this was one of the biggest issues that I had with the relationship. And so I over time, after years, I finally got to a place where I said, do I really want to spend the rest of my life with someone who is that hesitant? Like, if it takes him years, I'm talking about years, to get to a place where he decides, this is the person I want to in my life. I'm fully responsible of that relationship, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to, to take it to the next level. If he's that kind of person, then how can I depend on him to take to make, even bigger decisions in our lives? Because life is all about decision making. So if you're constantly afraid of making a mistake, if you're constantly afraid of disappointing someone, then what kind of life is that? And so honestly, when I started to get honest with myself and to start to look deeper into the issues that we had with the relationship, I realized that it was not working. It was not working from day one. I did not want to acknowledge that. I did not want to admit that to myself. And this is a place that you need to get to. And again, I'm not saying that to bash him. He's a great person, but he's not for me. I'm not for him. I'm just saying you need to acknowledge what's there. I need to see it through the eyes of reality, not through the eyes of your perceptions of, what could have been happened, or just focusing on the good parts of a relationship. So if it helps you to get real, get a pen and paper and write the things that you knew was not working in the relationship. That's going to help you, get a better perspective as of why going back is not going to help you. It's not going to help you. It's not going to take your pain away. You're just trying to extend the pain longer by thinking that, if you go back, things are going to be fantastic. So number one, realizing that if he's not there, then he doesn't want to be there. Number two, getting real, seeing it as it is, not better than it was. And number three, this is an important one, is I want you to see how your life is going to be a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if you don't accept what happened and move on. Get real about that. Again, if it helps you, I think you might need it at this point. You need to get a pen and paper. On the left-hand corner, write down how your life is going to be in all areas of your life. Like, think of as many things as you can. If you continue to live in the pain and the sadness and the frustration, in the depression, and the guilt that you're feeling right now, how is it going to affect your physical health, your energy levels, your other relationships in your life, your career, your joy, your sense of life, the impact that you want to have on, people around you? And ask yourself, is it really worth it to waste your life away for just one person who chose not to be with you, for just one relationship that did not work out? Is it worth it to waste years of your life, beautiful time, precious time of your life, for just one person who does not want to be with you, for just one relationship that did not work out? And I can tell you from experience, again, from all the material that I've been exposed to, all the books that I read, things I did, and the work I've done on myself, I can tell you from experience that it's not worth it at all. At all. It's not worth it. Months or even years will go by, and you're going to, look back and you'll say, holy smoke, why on earth did I waste so much precious time, so much time of my life, of your precious, limited, finite life in this life, crying over someone else who willingly chose not to be with you? He willingly chose not to be with you. Because remember what we said, if he's not there, then he's not there. Whatever the reason is, if he's not there, he's not there. So this is on the left part, on the left side of the paper. Now, on the right side of the same paper, I want you to write down how your life would be like when you decide that you are going to do the work to transform this pain into the best thing that ever happened to you. I know that sometimes it can be like a lot to take, like, the best thing that happened to me. Yes, it's the best thing that happened to you. Again, get as many details as you can, about how your life is going to look like in all areas, how your physical body is going to be like, your relationships, impact, career, how much pride you'll have, how much confidence you'll have, how strong and empowered you're going to feel, because you realize that, oh my God, I've been through hell and back, and yet here I am standing here owning it, feeling fantastic about myself. Nobody can break the heck out of me. It is so empowering. It feels great. I can tell you from experience. It feels great, So get your pen moving and start writing as many details as you can. It's like in everything. And as you write these down, I want you to feel the feelings. Feel the feelings and let it be, visceral. Let yourself be frustrated with the left-hand corner of the paper, the pain, frustration, the anxiety, the anger, and get inspired and, so pumped up about the right-hand corner of the paper. Looking at new possibilities, the excitement that you're going to feel, the energy, how much joy and how much confidence you're going to have when you actually do the work and when you come out the other side and, get your feelings going. Make it real, because your mind and your body are going to believe that. Your mind and your body cannot tell the difference between an experience that you're having right now externally and an experience that you're having internally. Like, your mind and your body, they can't tell the difference. To them, it's pretty much the same thing. It is the same thing. So make it real, and the stronger these emotions are, the more you will stick to this to the decision that you make to change and to turn this around. The stronger the emotions, the more you're going to stick to the decision. And what kind of person will you be? Write that down also. What kind of person you'll be after you do the work, versus how would you stay to be if you changed nothing? Just allow your mind to go crazy. Just allow it to go crazy. Write and connect to the subconscious, to the conscious parts of your mind, and create all kinds of images, of how your life is going to look like, what places you want to go to, what kind of experiences you want to have, what kind of relationships do you want to have. How would you feel waking up in the morning, going through, your day, feeling about others and about yourself, the new you, and how that person might be thinking, feeling. What kind of emotions are you going to feel every day, What kind of people are you going to have in your life? This is important because it creates a new vision for you, a new vision for you as a separate entity, as someone who exists lovingly and independently from what used to exist in the past. And this is a really important part, because it creates an inspiring new vision and a compelling future that excites you and makes you realize that, there's a beautiful life waiting for you out there that exists beyond the pain that you're going through right now. And this is important, because remember in the first part when we said we don't want to let go, we don't want to accept, because we don't want to let go of the vision that we had for our lives together. We don't want to lose the dreams and the hopes that we had before. Right. And so, but right now, when you have a new vision, when you have a new, like something new and inspiring to look forward to, then you're not still feeling sad about what used to be, because you have something else. You have something else. It's more inspiring. It just drives you forward rather than trying to push yourself through the pain every day. I really hope that you found value out of this. Let me know what you think in the comments. Let me know what you think about this. If there is a part that you connected with, more than others. If you have any questions, what was your experience with acceptance? Just let me know your thoughts. And also, I want you to let me know if you are interested in a video that I'm making. There's a video that I'm making about the blueprint, the exact steps that I did to go from being, in pain, depressed, to being at peace and, inspired and feeling joyful about life. So I'm currently creating this video. Let me know in the comments if you want access to that video, and I'll be more than happy to send you the link as well. Have a great day, and I'll catch you up in our next share. Have a great day.